The Montagues and the Capulets might not have gotten along, but fortunately many of El Paso's fine arts institutions do. And with me are Elizabeth Dahl, who is the marketing director for Shakespeare on the Rocks, and Elizabeth Summer, who is the El Paso Museum of Art Education Curator. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So nice to have you here, and I'm excited about this particular event. It's just such a nice pairing. Who'll take the lead on telling us about the when and the where and what's happening?
Well, to our knowledge, this is the first Southwest Shakespeare Theater Company that's ever produced and tackled a multicultural issue, really reflecting the dynamics of the community in which we live here on the borderland. And mm-hmm. we're very excited to present the well-known, well-appreciated Romeo and Julieta in English and Spanish. And this ties in beautifully with the El Paso Museum of Art and its mission statement, as well as the third Bienal Ciudad Juárez El Paso, which is happening at the same time.
That's what I find so nicely exciting and wonderful coincidence, although, it's not a coincidence. It's somebody's paying attention and thinking ahead and deciding, oh, we can do something that works.
Well, we thought this would be a good way to address the issues of the tensions between borderlands that also are opportunities for friendship. Of course, the whole mm-hmm. plot of Romeo and Julieta deals with warring families whose children fall in love, and ultimately, through tragedy, unfortunately, comes the healing of the wounds of the two families. So it's fitting particularly to have the two families speaking these two different languages as well. So they're communicating, but not exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very interesting way to look at border issues.
Oh, yes. Now, this is Shakespeare on the Rocks that's celebrating its 25th year. Didn't it start at McKelligan Canyon?
Yes, it did.
And that's where there would be a series of Shakespeare plays on the stage at McKelligan. Then I think it moved to the Chamisal for a while. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps reinventing itself,
yes,
which
it is
great. It's not static and it's not the same every time. So where did this idea begin? Do you know?
Well, as far as what we are looking at, we wanted to present a reader's theater and, like you said, doing something different and mm-hmm. looking into doing a full play production at some point. But we wanted to test the waters, as it were, and see what the audience members would like. We will be giving out a survey, and hopefully we'll be seeing this again and people, if they like it and really want us to come back with it, as I said, pull on a full play production. But a reader's theater is still very exciting, and I think it brings historical aspect where people really have to listen and look and observe. And there will be some costumes. There mm-hmm. will be some characterization. But during that 1 hour period of putting it together, and it was beautifully adapted by one of our Shakespeare company members, Jesse Snyder, who is fully bilingual in English and Spanish, and mm-hmm. it is directed by our artistic director, Hector Serrano. And I think this is a great way to celebrate our 25th anniversary.
Now, this production is going to take place 1 week from tomorrow, Sunday, August the 18th, at 2 p.m. It will be in the museum's El Paso Energy Auditorium. The production is free. Now, the whole thing is bilingual, so will there be any interpretation, or how well do I need to know Shakespeare to have a clue of what's going on if I'm not fully bilingual?
Some of the players will be speaking English, and there will be some who are in Spanish. As a matter of fact, with the Capulet family actually speaking classical Spanish.
Oh, lovely.
So it's pretty understandable. So there won't be translation per se, either visually or having someone mm-hmm. there in written form, mm-hmm. but it will be understandable because I think Romeo and Juliet and now Romeo and Julieta really transcends
yes.
all the cultures, and it's really understandable by so many people.
This is so conservative and so edgy at the same time.
Yes.
I really like that about it. Tell me how it dovetails with the current exhibition, which, by the way, is a last chance to check out the third biennial Ciudad Juárez El Paso exhibition.
It is. This is, in fact, the last day that it will be up, that the mm-hmm. exhibition will be up, which is why we wanted to schedule the performance for that day, so that you could have two ways to experience the biennial. The biennial is an exhibit of artists from the borderlands. In order to submit work to the biennial, you have to live within 200 miles of the border, somewhere from Tijuana to Brownsville. And a lot of the works in the biennial do deal with border issues. Not all of them, mm-hmm. but many of the artists do. And I think they also deal with issues of communication, different ways to communicate, communicating through art as well. This is visual art, and Shakespeare on the Rocks is giving us an opportunity to communicate through spoken literature. And so I think that that fits as well. So I think it's a good marriage.
Yes. What difference have you seen it make in the growth and change of our art scene here in El Paso, the fact that there are people who are excited rather than uneasy about dealing with another culture?
I think it personalizes the experience to people who may not normally go see a play, a movie, a reader's theater in this case. And I think it really appeals to them to broaden their horizons, and like this wonderful happening at the museum. And it really just ties together. And like Elizabeth said, it's a beautiful marriage. And mm-hmm. by that, it will encourage more maybe theater companies to take that course of action. And of course, get the word out to audiences. Try something that is unique, mm-hmm. going outside of your comfort zone in terms of your culture, and also reinforcing that we appeal to everybody. And when great, they're talking to my culture.
Absolutely.
And I think I have found watching people in the biennial that they really find that they can appreciate another culture as they experience the art that expresses some of that culture. I think it takes some of the factor of fear away, mm-hmm. and we meet in a way on common ground.
Oh, yes.
When we look at art or experience something like literature. So I think it's really a very powerful expression.
Yes.
Of that.
Art finds the vocabulary that we sometimes lack to get along. My guest today, Elizabeth Dahl, who is the marketing director for Shakespeare on the Rocks, and the El Paso Museum of Art Education curator, Elizabeth Summer. And 1 week from tomorrow, Sunday, August the 18th at 2 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of Art's Energy Auditorium, it's a free performance of Romeo and Julieta, a bilingual adaptation of Shakespeare's famous love story. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.